Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my analysis of what is the significance of Jitin Prasada's switch to BJP from the Congress. Former Union Minister and two-time Lok Sabha MP from Uttar Pradesh, Jitin Prasada joined the Bharatiya Janata Party Wednesday. The decision of the 47-year-old leader, who was a Congress's Brahmin face in Uttar Pradesh, to join the BJP assumes significance ahead of the assembly poll scheduled to take place in the state early next year. Prasada was one of the G23 leaders who had written to Congress President Sonia Gandhi demanding greater accountability and pressing for an overhaul of the Congress after the 2019 Lok Sabha election setback. He was also one of the few dissenters who was made in charge of the West Bengal Assembly polls, where the Congress party was unable to win a single seat. Ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, when Jitin Prasada had made up his mind to join the Bharatiya Janata Party, another young Congress leader prevailed upon him then. Prasada, whose father and grandfather were also congressmen, stayed backed, knowing well that his career prospects as a Congress leader in Uttar Pradesh were bleak. The BJP is confident Prasada, being Brahmin face, will help consolidate the party's position amongst the community. The BJP also needed Prasada. The era of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Murali Manohar Joshi and Kalraj Mishra was gone, and Brahmins, estimated to constitute over 10% of UP's population, were also looking for new icons. The BJP propped up a few Brahmin faces, including imported ones like former Bahujan Samaj Party leader Brajesh Pathak, but none of them enjoyed the popularity and stature that Prasada, son of late Jitendra Prasada, did among Brahmins across UP. In 2020, Prasada had launched Brahmin Chetna Parishad to address the grievances of the community. Prasada is the second former Rahul Gandhi aide to defect to the BJP after Jyotiraditya Scindia left last year. Scindia is now a Rajya Sabha MP. Conscious of the numerical strength of Brahmins in UP as well as their influence on other communities, the Congress always sought to woo them, giving prominence to leaders such as Rita Bahugana Joshi and Pramod Tiwari. But Prasada, despite his family standing among Brahmins, was given short shrift. Close associates of Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, Congress General Secretary in charge of UP, were out to undermine him. He was sidelined in the party. Prasada then sought to build on Brahmins' perceived anger against the Yogi Adityanath government. He founded the Brahmin Chetna Parishad and became its patron. Just when he started visiting different districts to mobilize the Brahmins and also touch base with party workers at the grassroots, he was made in charge of West Bengal. According to sources, Prasada's entry into the party could unsettle some equations in the BJP too, not just in the Adityanath camp, but other Brahmin leaders in the party too. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.